grow out of it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that too.
And if somebody worked hard all day, they come back in the house and they say, I'm all what?
Tired out.
Tired out. If a young girl, say about 16, and she's got a lot of life, say, well, she's right, right what?
She's right spry.
And an older person who gets around,
yeah,
real well, he says,
he's pretty spry
for his age.
And that old man is in here a while ago, come up and stood down and talked to us a little bit. He was 90 years old Monday.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, he sure is in fine shape.
Yeah, he's in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm. He seems to walk real well and good strength.
He lives right down here next to, well, up another block from a truck stop there where I keep my truck. He walks up here twice, three times a day.
He does. It's nice that you got some place to go like this to
meet, right,
and be able to talk about things. I think it keeps you young when you're...
That's right.
If somebody is used to be kind of, well, you tell him something and he just wouldn't believe you. He wouldn't change his mind. You say, well, he's
telling a lie.
If somebody is, he'd say something, he didn't mean anything by it, but they might get all mad and upset.
Yeah.
Say, he's awful. He's awful what?
He's awful angry or something like that.
Touchy. Did you ever hear the word touches?
Yeah, touches. Touch it too.
If it didn't take much to get somebody real mad, you'd say, well, he's
touchy.
He's real touchy.
He's real touchy.
How about the word common? If you said, well, she's awful common, what would that mean?
Well, that would mean, I reckon, I don't know how you'd put it, but just don't care, like, I reckon.
That'd be a good or a bad thing to say about a woman?
Well, according to who it was, a low-down woman, well, is she kind of good, I reckon.
It's interesting. Some people think that common is not a good word, and other people say that it's all right. If somebody hard to get along with, would you ever say he's queer, or what would that word be?
He got a high temper.
You ever use the word queer or queer?
Yeah. I've heard of it.
What would that mean? Would that be
I don't know. I don't know how you'd put it together.
Mm-hmm. And going to church, would you tell me how you used to become a member of the church?
Well, you just first profess religion and go up and tell the preacher about it. And then you'd set a date in, baptize you or sprinkle you or what you was going to be.
How would you, what do they say when you give money to the church? Is that dues or?
No, it's not dues, but you're supposed to give money, you know, to pay the preaching to keep the church up.